Dr. Ward, tell me about your top three priorities in office.
Number one, education. It seems our current lawmakers are doing everything in their power to dismantle public schools. We don't give respect to teachers. They haven't given raises. I mean, they're taking away all types of job protection. These are things that threaten one of the institutions of our democracy. I mean, public education is truly the last melting pot that we experience as a people, and I'm going to fight for that. The second thing is job creation. I have watched so many industries leave our area, good-paying jobs, simply because we thumbed our noses at how to get these companies here. So they went to South Carolina, where they did receive tax incentives. Anytime I see people threaten film incentives and any other types of job creation initiatives, I'm going to fight for that. And finally, I'm really concerned about the direction we're taking with our environment. We seem not to be interested in protecting good, clean water, soil, and air. It seems like our lawmakers are more interested in protecting big, out-of-state corporations as opposed to good, clean drinking water.
Circling back to what you said about education, how do you feel about Governor McCrory's recent move to raise beginning teachers' salaries?
You talk about busting morale within a school. I am for raising all teachers' salaries. We have got to get back to close to the national average. When districts like South Carolina, Virginia, Arkansas pay more for their teachers than North Carolina, this great beacon of hope in the old new South, I'm going to fight for it. So again, I was shocked that he did that. And now they're rescinding. They're saying, you know, Jerry Tillman, a Republican from Randolph County, recently said, let's hope for the best when it comes to giving these raises because the money may not be there that they've promised.
So what's it going to take to spur regional job creation?
You know, we often make these assumptions about the information superhighway. Well, many counties in my area, Bladen, Pender, parts of Brunswick County, we're not on the information superhighway. We are the information dirt road. Until we provide some basic infrastructure, these kids can't even get ahead. If they want to try to develop a home job or some type of business out of their home, they can't do it. So we've got to invest in technology infrastructure. When I see cities like Charleston, just to the south of us, producing this wonderful digital corridor, and you say, hey, we're going to attract these. We're going to provide incentives. We're not talking about cash up front. We're talking about just in deferred income tax for the first 2 or 3 years. They are building high-tech businesses that we should be having in our area. We have got the Triangle area. That is, without a doubt, one of the leaders in the world in biotech and technology services. Why aren't we leveraging that for southeastern North Carolina?
Our state is being sued by a U.S. Attorney General for its new voting laws, which opponents say disproportionately alienates Black and rural voters. Do you have any desire to change these laws?
Let's face it. Most people think of voter ID as you have to show up some kind of ID to drive a car or cash a check. Shouldn't you have to have an ID to show up to vote? Well, if that were a simple issue, then that would be okay. I get that. But what they don't understand is what they included were so many other provisions to it, cutting out early voting, the way you register. In fact, 70%, it's estimated, of the people that are affected by this new voter ID law are women simply because they changed their name, got divorced. Let's look at what else it did. Curtailing early voting, changing the way we do absentee balloting. All of these are measures simply to prevent people from voting. Voting is not a privilege. Voting is a right.
Dr. Ward, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.